Recording.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And hello, everyone. We're a little bit late this week.
Yes, we're on CP time.
CP time. This episode's coming out a smooth 2 days late, but... we had things to attend to.
Yes.
Justine was in LA.
How was your trip? Tom Tom.
I know. So so hype when I saw your Instagram with the pump. I love
so
it.
So many people were hype. I just want to let you guys know I fall asleep every time I watch Vanderpump Rules.
And I live for Vanderpump Rules. Season one has never missed an episode. Like, I know the ins and outs of all of these people's lives. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Damn, so you were at Pump. They was probably all walking around. You didn't even recognize nobody.
No, because I was with people. Shout out to Victoria. I was with people who knew and
she watches.
Looking for those people. Like, ooh, she was on it. But yeah, nobody was at Pump. And then Sir was closed when we tried to go to Sir. We tried to do the whole tour. Tried to go to Villa Blanca,
damn,
too.
The whole Lisa Vanderpump tour. Yeah. Love it. You said the food was good at Pump, though.
The food was good. It was better than I thought it was going to be. And then Tom Tom was really nice inside and decorated really nicely. So, yeah. Shout out to Lisa Vanderpump and Jiggy.
Nice. Yeah, I love it. I'm behind my episode this week, actually, now that I think about it. Vanderpump. It's weird. They have, like, new people now. Sorry, I'm, like, off on a tangent now. They have new people. So, like, Sheena... I think last episode they called her out, she's like 34. She seems like so old compared to
34.
She's 34, and there's now like 23-year-olds, and like there's like a new kind of influx of people. So Sheena literally seems and sounds ancient. Jax is damn near 40.
Oh yeah, no, Jax. Yeah, isn't he 39? Like he literally
might be 40. Almost, yeah, yeah. So it's like a weird dynamic this season, but you know, still watching.
Yeah.
So you're not moving to LA? Still a New York City girl?
Oh my God, never. Shout out to everybody in LA. You know, I see why you don't leave. But anybody who tries to move there, how? How do you live there? Everyone's in their car. Everyone is like fake. Sorry.
Damn.
It is what it is. And maybe it's transplants that I met that were like not very real, but and you get a lot for your money there, but I don't know. I just don't see why move there.
Yeah. I always say the last time I went to LA, and like I'm very much like a warm weather person. I might have talked about this on the podcast. I remember, like, I studied film in college. Yeah. So at one point in time, I thought I was going to move to LA and do the whole thing. Yeah. And so, like, LA has, like, always been, like, whatever. And then the last time I went, I came back. I was like, nope, I'm in the right city.
Yeah, and I'm into the wellness, the green juices, the sage, the all that. Nope. Good.
That's cool. I can't do the car and the driving and the traffic. That really, for me, is...
There were things that were a 4-minute drive and a 37-minute walk. I was like, how does that work?
Yes. It's not a walk. That, too, that reminded me how much I just love being in a walkable city. Mm-hmm. I love to just walk. Mm-hmm. In L.A., you have to drive. Yeah. Things are so spread out. Yeah, 37-minute walk to drive 4 minutes. That's insane. 37-minute walk in New York, you'll literally be in Chinatown. Like, you'll be in a whole new
place.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But they got beaches, though. Nice weather.
Nice weather. They have great, like, Melrose is really cool. Like, it's cool there. I see why if you were born there, you love it. But not for me.
Yeah. Nice to visit, though.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Always. Nice. All right. Well, welcome back.
Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Yeah. What'd y'all do? With your boot things.
Yeah.
Or your gals, too.
Or yourself.
Yeah. That's true. Or yourself. Yeah. I shout out to my friend Audrey. She might listen to this.
Hey.
But Audrey and I met out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's right.
Yes. That was like a friend, like an organic friend I made at a bar on Valentine's Day on like a girls thing. And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah,
so.
Audrey's great. Shout out to Audrey.
Shout out to Audrey. But yeah, back to
The Bachelor. Back to speaking of love. <Bachelor.
laughs> Speaking of love, quote unquote. So it was hometowns. I know. God. It was hometowns week, y'all. And we were just talking. We got a full episode, rose ceremony and all, which was surprising. Even with all the Victoria drama, I assumed they were going to spread it out or do a to be continued or some shit. But they managed to wrap it up into one. So appreciate that. Let's wrap this season up, please. Thank you. What were your initial thoughts, Justine?
So, unfortunately, I don't have that many. But first thought, why don't these people who have mess and skeletons in the closet drop out of the race? You are not, are they that narcissistic? Like, you are not bigger than the producers.
That's, I don't understand what her strategy going into this was.
No, because she's been on several dates where she's like, I don't really like him that much. Why didn't you just drop out?
Just leave. Like, why are you torturing yourself and us?
You're torturing yourself, you're torturing us, and then you also have mess. So why didn't you just leave?
I don't understand, because, like, Victoria, too, what is she, 24?
24,
like,
25, yeah.
25, like, you've grown up watching reality television. Yes. You know, like, you grew, I know she watched The Bachelor before this. She had to have. You know that they produce a show and they dig into people's past and they do things. Yeah. How are you so bold to come on this show with all of the trifling mess you have done in your life? Are you for real? And it seems like she has a legit, like, reputation in Virginia Beach. Like, girl, that's wild.
I don't know. I don't know how she, but I think it's narcissism.
It has to be. She thinks she was above it.
She thinks she's above it. And she also knows she can, like, slither her way out of it, which she did. Yeah.
She does. She's still here.
So that is wild. But I think about even the guys who are on, who are like, you know, they just have to go one night. Like, how did you think that wasn't going to come up? Anyway. Also, I just hope to see Peter have a nice girlfriend, possibly just friend, at the end of this, and then that's it.
That's all we're gonna ask for.
Thinking that this thing with Madison's gonna work out is ridiculous. And then everybody else, I'm just like, this isn't, you're not gonna get married. Come on. I'm just like,
no, this is like, no. And if they do, we're all gonna be sitting there watching, like, our head cocked to the side, like, what? Like, no. This isn't real. This is stupid.
So I just feel like I hope he ends up with, like, the same outcome as Colton. I hope we don't have to go through all that, have somebody's daddy fly to Gold Coast, Australia. You know, just, this is enough. Enough with this, my wife is in this room. Enough of this. I'm so tired of hearing that.
Stop.
And hearing his voice quivering like this when he says it. I can't,
Oh, good.
Sorry, Peter. But, you know, I hope you make some nice friends. That's it.
Oh, what the bar is low, Peter. The bar is low.
What about you?
I just, like, can't wait to see how the season ends.
Yeah.
With all the buildup and drama and whatever's to come. Like, I'm just very anxious. So, I think we said this last time, like, so close to looking at spoilers. Like, the first time ever I've, like, really just on pins and needles. So I'm like, what am I watching? I need to know how this is gonna come full circle, because I don't get it. I mean, as most people, I'm, like, highly annoyed with Peter as the Bachelor. I just, being forced to watch Hannah Ann, she's like, I can't take, she's like a Girl Scout. This is weird. And then Victoria F is like,
that's crazy,
just a complete bitch to him at every turn.
She's on the verge of being emotionally abusive.
She
definitely uses her emotions against him, which is crazy.
Oh, she was gaslighting him today. I mean, in this episode, for sure.
Wild.
it's just very, and I don't know if you saw the tweet I posted on Tweets of the Week, how people were comparing them to Ronnie and Sam from Jersey Shore. Like, I haven't seen as much abuse as Ronnie and Sam or some shit, but so true.
Yes, that is
they're a mess.
Very accurate comparison.
Yes, yeah. This is nuts, Peter. Yeah. Like, she does not like you. No. She does not want to be here. No. She's miserable with herself, her life, this process. Like,
and she just likes manipulating you. She just likes to see if she says jump, you say how high.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That is it. It's just... he's annoying. It's just hard to watch. You just really don't stand for anybody.
That's the thing. You're not rooting for anyone. Anyone realistic. If Madison wasn't saving herself for marriage, I'd be like, yes, we can root Team Madison.
Yeah.
We can absolutely root for Madison. But this saving yourself a marriage mess? No. Uh-uh. Nope.
No. Yeah. No.
Not that it's a mess. Shout out to everybody saving themselves a marriage.
Yeah.
But not with Peter.
Not for Peter. Exactly. Not for Peter. Yeah. I definitely love Madison and love her even more after hearing more about her values, her seeing her family, their operations, she's like a fully fledged, like confident in herself and her choices. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's a little scared. She hasn't told Peter yet, but I mean, she's working on it. Yeah, she's getting there.
That's okay.
But yeah, even after meeting her family, I'm like, ugh, I don't want Peter anywhere part of this. No. I don't want him tainting her in any slightest bit. Mm-mm, like,
because he's gonna try to marry her the day after Women Tell All. If that's the case, like, no.
And she would be settling, like, as her dad said, like, this is one thing he has told her not to do, is not to settle and not to, like, relinquish her values and her choices. And if she chose Peter, I feel like she would be settling because this is not, she is very Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw even more on this episode. She is very Christian, strong values, has been saving herself. Peter literally fucked Hannah four times in the windmill.
Which, like, is a complete,
which is also okay.
Yes.
But I don't think the two of y'all come together.
Yeah, I feel like the values are different there. So
I think so. Yeah. And then my last thought is, who the fuck is going to be the Bachelorette?
Yo, I think about that every day. Every day.
What are they? So I saw one theory or one kind of thought where I was like, oh, yeah, I can see that. It not being anyone from this season, but Kendall. Kendall just broke up with grocery store Joe.
That would be everything because she's so lofty. So that
she's so lofty. I don't even know what. The dates on the group dates on that season are going to be fucking weird.
I can't imagine. Joe would come back because they're like friendly still. Her and Joe. So Joe could like come back and like be a judge or some shit like that. That would be cute.
Mm-hmm. Do a whole thing. But yeah, I've seen her name thrown out there, but who from this season?
Oh no. Like, I can't even think of anyone from Ari's season.
Yeah, a lot of them got boyfriends now.
A lot of them are wifed up. And then same with Colton's season. Oh, Sydney. No, they're never going to put Sydney up there.
No.
Shout out to Sydney, but.
I know, but no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kaylin's with Dean, so she's off.
Yeah,
Cassie's still with Colton. Elise isn't the same boat as, like, Sydney, though.
Yeah.
Like, we love her, but, I mean, nobody else knows her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Who we all know people we would want to see, but who do you think realistically, knowing the track record of The Bachelor, are viable folks? Kendall, I think for sure.
Sydney from this season, they villainized her, so it can't be her.
Mm-mm. Ain't gonna be her.
Damn, I would love a season with her.
I would love to see that too.
That would be great because she don't play.
She does not play. Yeah, but yeah, she got a very. She ain't got the most favorable edit, so ain't gonna happen. Dunno.
I don't know either. Damn.
No idea. So yeah, we'll be watching for that. I don't know. Cause even, I mean, Hannah Ann, this, if she doesn't win,
oh,
she's 23. No one, the world of Twitter is not taking her seriously in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are not buying it at all.
She's
like Bachelor Nation folks.
Carbon copy of Hannah G.
Yes, yeah. The brunette, but like even younger. Mm-hmm. She has a much younger energy and vibe. Like she can go to paradise, but who's watching her season of The Bachelorette and taking that shit seriously? She's 23. Her bachelors are going to be like 19.
Yeah, legit. They're still going to be in college.
Right? So, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. We shall see.
We'll see.
We'll see. Quick side note before we get into the recap and all that stuff. So there's another show that's on.
On our radar.
On our radar, y'all. Causing a stir. Mm-hmm. Love is Blind on Netflix. So I watched the first 5 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I wrote on Instagram too. It's basically Married at First Sight and Dating in the Dark. If you ever watched Dating in the Dark, like years ago. It's basically people living in a house. They go on dates in a room, like in the dark with people. Oh. And then at the end of the week, they like choose someone that they want to like go date.
Okay.
But it's basically that, but then they get married. So it's like, or they don't get married yet. They get engaged. They leave the pods, like the dark pods or, well, not dark pods. They're in separate pods and they're talking through a wall.
This sounds
basically.
Very Black Mirror. I got to watch this. I didn't watch it. You guys.
Yeah. You got to watch it, Justine. Yeah. It's good. And it's interesting. Because, like, Married at First Sight, these people, they're getting matched up by experts.
Yeah, right.
And then they're meeting for the first time. These people have actually legitimately gotten to know each other. Mm. They just haven't seen each other. They're just, like, talking through the wall. But have, like, actually formed emotional bonds and things like that. So, yeah, been watching. I posted, like, 3 little Instagram stories, and y'all blew our DMs the fuck up. Jesus Christ. New episodes come out tomorrow, which is very exciting. Okay. So you'll be able to catch up, yeah. Justine. But yeah, The Bachelor is a full-time job in itself.
It is.
So
yes.
We are sticking with The Bachelor for now, but we'll see.
For now.
We'll see, guys.
Keywords.
For now.
Yeah.
Yes. We shall see.
Yep. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.